April 4th, Project Ozma. Stay with us.
Stardate is presented every night at midnight and every afternoon at 5:58 on WUSB, Stony Brook.
Stardate April 4th. On this date in the year 1960, a group of astronomers began listening for radio signals from beings on alien planets. It was the first attempt of its kind, and given the name Project Ozma. Project Ozma was conducted at the National Radio Astronomy Observatory in Greenbank, West Virginia. Radio telescopes were used to scan for signals that might appear to be sent on purpose by intelligent beings. They searched around two nearby stars similar to our sun, but nothing special was found. Well, since then, similar projects have also searched for intelligent signals from space. We've even sent transmissions of our own in hopes of their being received by scientists on another planet. By the way, the space between stars is so vast that an interstellar greeting from us could take hundreds or even thousands of years to arrive anywhere. In the 21 years since Project Ozma, many people have come to believe that there is other life in the galaxy, that with hundreds of billions of Milky Way stars, surely some of them must support life. But as yet, there's no scientific evidence for intelligent life on a world beyond Earth. Still, if we ever do hear from another technological civilization, it'll be a great day in history. At least we'll all know we're not alone. And maybe it'll give us a place to look outward to, beyond political strife and the limited resources on Earth, to the new frontier of the galaxy and a future among the stars. That's Stardate for this fourth day of April. Our program's written by Deborah Bird and produced for the University of Texas MacDonald Observatory. We're in Austin. Our zip is 78712. Thanks for being with me. I'm Joel Block.
Blind Date, April 4th. The Wizard of Oz. In many social cliques, there's what's known as a clearinghouse for blind daters. Well, in Peoria, not too long ago, there was such a fellow named the Wizard of Oz. For a nominal fee, you could call up a toll-free number and he'd arrange a blind date, and they'd almost always worked out perfectly. He was like a computer dating service without the computer. He'd ask questions of the callers pertaining to their likes and dislikes. He'd then match them up, through regular sensory perception, to a near-perfect date. And you can even have this service charged to your favorite credit card. Well, Oz continued on in this manner for many months, until the crew from 60 Minutes came down and said they'd heard allegations that a girl named Dorothy was matched up with a dog named Toto. Well, the Wizard was put out of business permanently. That's Blind Date for this Saturday, April 4th. Blind Date is written and produced each and every week by Deborah Canary for the Burger King Observatory at the University of New York at Stony Brook, zip 11794. Thank you for your company. I'm H&R Block.
And thank you for being with us, H&R. Good to hear that stuff. And thank you, Joel Block, too, for all that philosophy before that. What do you think?
All that philosophy.
Yeah, good stuff.
Sure
good stuff.
Is.
Wow, he was really getting heavily into some of the
political
aspects. Stardate is getting political, and Blind Date is following in his footsteps. Talking about the Wizard of Oz like that, I thought that was very entertaining. So, how was your week, Mike?
Mine was okay, and yours? I didn't get killed, and...
That's good. He's still here, and I'm still here. And we're back, Radio
and we're not even on tape. We're live in the studio.
Oh, we're live here. So sometimes we're on tape, and you don't know it because we don't tell you, but... on a time like this, we wouldn't go through all this if we were on tape, although it would be pretty funny if we were talking like we were live and there was actually a tape going around.
Well, we'll do that next week.
But, of course, the studio engineer would be tempted to stop the tape now to make us look like fools. But there isn't a studio engineer, so we don't have to worry about that.
We are the studio engineers.
Exactly.
Let's just stop ourselves.
No, we can't do that. That's not fair. It worked for a little while.
It got the point across.
But we have quite a few things coming up. We have a Radio Free Long Island expose, and a exposure of a large corporation not knowing what they're doing, and all sorts of other surprises coming your way.
It's called a monopoly.
Okay, a monopoly. Yeah, you'll see what that means. Stick around, and we've got the tripods coming up in a little while. All sorts of nice things coming your way.
We're going to have a live remote as well.
We are going to do that right after this.
Sit on my face and tell me that you love me. I'll sit on your face and tell you I love you too. I love to hear you for a lie. When I'm between the pies, you blow me away. Sit on my face and let my lips embrace you. I'll sit on your face and let my love you truly. Life can be fine if we're both 69. If we sit and drink the love and the best of night, till we're blown away.
This record has been skillfully crafted by British comedians using ancient, well-worn classical hand-tooled jokes. It has been specially designed to sit at the back of your record collection amongst the old Frank Sinatra albums, to be brought out and split up when you get divorced. Any complaints about the humorous quality of this album should be addressed to British Airways, Ingram's Drive, Greenwich.
Yeah, Henry Kissinger.
Oh, how we're missing you.
Yeah, it seems everyone's picking on Henry Kissinger these days. I remember last week we were talking about the National Enquirer, and they had the thing with Henry Kissinger and Carol Burnett, and of course Carol Burnett won that big lawsuit. Poor Henry Kissinger, though, he's really being the brunt of everybody's jokes.
Yeah, even Monty Python.
Even Monty Python. I understand someone told me that he went after Monty Python for that one, and they got...
Who told you that, Frank?
I think Frank did, yeah. But,
No, you didn't.
I think he did.
I'm live, too.
Did you see the Enquirer this week?
No, I try not to.
It was pretty funny. There was a big picture of Ted Kennedy and Joan Kennedy, and they had them right next to each other, and they said that Ted and Joan are having, like, big public fights now.
Oh, very nice.
These two pictures were pasted on so that they were looking at each other and glaring. Like, I think Joan had her mouth open, and Ted had a snarl, a literal snarl in his face, and it was really funny.
These papers, they tend to do that thing. You can tell that there's two different pictures pasted on one another because the shadows are going in opposite directions.
Well, no, these weren't meant to be one picture. They were two pictures next to each other, and it was meant to be that way.
Yeah.
Something else, too. Last week we were talking about a certain story there, and it turned out to be true, which I think deserves to be mentioned.
What story was
that? National Enquirer. The one about Suzanne Somers. Remember we were saying how she felt so angry in Three's Company? Well, it turns out that she's been officially dropped from the series for once
really?
And all. Yeah,
she
came over the AP teletype a little while ago, and we're still kind of reeling from the news.
Mm-hmm.
That's the latest here.
Wow.
We forgot to mention before, I'm Eric Corley, and that over there is Mike Juhas.
On live remote. And that's
Larry Braverman.
Larry Braverman.
Trying to sneak out of here.
Boy, isn't this a nice jacket? Boy.
Boy, it's a jacket.
Cute.
Hey, boy.
Well, Mike, I can't help wondering that why you're walking around the room like that with that microphone.
Well, it
how
is
did you
a,
do that?
It is a remote microphone.
A remote microphone.
Frank here hooked up for me. And Frank and I, we're going to go for a walk around the Union Building.
You're going to leave me here all by myself?
Well, you can stay here with Larry.
Uh-oh.
Well, okay.
Where are you going? You can hear me now, can't you?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, fine. So keep talking to me. I'll stay here all by myself, I guess.
Okay.
This is unique, but...
I'm going past the monitor here.
Oh, that's why I heard myself.
And here's the AP wire. Let's see what's coming
AP teletype machine. There it is up close.
Well, let's see.
We really have one,
what's
folks.
What's the latest? New York City, Central Park, 12 midnight. Temperature is 62 degrees and partly cloudy.
It's 55 degrees in Stony Brook. That's 12:09 here.
Okay. Well, we're walking out the studio door here now.
Oh, be careful.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I can't...
It sounds like it's raining in the hall.
Well, no, they're emptying the garbage,
oh.
You see. They pay Braverman $5 a week. They pay Braverman $5 a week, and he empties the garbage for us.
He broke it.
Well,
he broke the garbage?
He broke the pail. Okay. Well, so, Eric, how was your week? Good?
Well, my week was all right. The weather was very nice, and I spent a lot of it outdoors. I played my first game of Frisbee this year.
Oh, first game of flying disc?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, except I was, you know, in pain the next couple of days because I hadn't used those muscles for so long. But I'm okay now.
Yes, we are still on the
air. I'm going to get my bicycle fixed tomorrow and start riding all over the county.
What's wrong with your bicycle anyway?
Oh, the back wheel sort of is broken in half.
Uh-huh.
And they tell me you need one.
Yeah, well, that comes in handy. Well, unless you want to play a unicycle, you know?
Yeah. Where are you now, Dan?
We're downstairs in the lobby.
You're downstairs?
Right.
That is amazing.
Going past the information desk. There's nobody sitting there.
I'm here. Oh, this is something else.
Okay. I'm going to just walk over here by the lobby.
Well, we're getting static.
I hear that.
That means you're going out of range. So come back into range.
Does this elevator work? The elevator doesn't work.
No, that elevator doesn't. In fact, people have gotten stuck in that elevator for hours. So please don't do that to me.
I have a radio, Frank.
I don't.
I'm on the air here. You're not.
But I'm the engineer.
You know, this is a unique opportunity for the people of the campus and community to meet Radio Free Long Island people as we walk out in the public unprotected.
That's right. Yes.
Maybe you shouldn't have done that.
Well, I don't know. Let's just walk up these back stairs here. Hi, ladies.
Oh, those ladies are on the radio now. They're stars.
I'm at the box office there. Hi, we're from USB Radio. Care to say hello to our folks at home?
Hello there. Come to see Santana May 3rd.
Thank you. Did you hear that?
That was a strange voice. You should hire that person.
Yeah, I'm okay. Is my static here?
Your static is here. You never sounded better.
Okay, I'm only back up on the main level here. I'm on the top level here. I'm coming around. I should be coming in a little bit better.
You are coming in better, but not well at all.
I'm going to walk outside.
You're walking outside where?
Right here by on the bridge. It's a nice day. I guess it's about 55 degrees, right?
It's 55 degrees exactly outside. What does it feel like Celsius out there?
It feels like about...
Doing a quick calculation in his head.
Maybe about 11 degrees Celsius.
Try about 13 degrees.
That was close.
Oh, Larry Braverman just came back into the studio.
Well, what did he do that for?
I don't know, but he's here now.
Okay.
Is Frank still with you?
No, I'm all by myself up on top of the bridge.
Ooh, I don't know if that's a good idea. I mean, being on top of a bridge and a famous personality like you, it's not... Are there any other people around?
No,
are you
absolutely
all by yourself?
None. There's somebody way down there. There's somebody in a car backing up, going the wrong direction.
Oh, well, of course.
But
this is Stony Brook. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Boy, it really is a nice night out here, Eric.
Well, maybe we can ask some people. Can you see any dorms?
Yeah, I can see some dorms.
Okay, why don't you ask people in those dorms to flash their lights on and off if they're listening to us?
Dorms... Would you flash your
lights? Well, wait, which dorms are you looking at?
I don't know what they are.
Well, are they behind the Union?
Yeah.
Okay, those are G&H quads. If you're in G&H quad, which doesn't mean anything to people outside the campus.
Hey,
we hear the Long Island Railroad. How amazing. But getting back to that, if there's anybody in G&H quad listening to us, just flash as many lights as you can on and off. And Mike's looking for you now. Let's see if we can get any confirmation.
Wait a minute, I see a light flashing. But no, that's a reflection of a light on somebody's window. Doesn't count.
Oh. Flash those lights vigorously, folks. This is your chance to contribute to Radio Free Long Island. Make us happy. See anything, Mike?
I think they're all home for the weekend, apparently.
Oh, well. Well, maybe they're just too apathetic to, you know, press the light switch like that.
Yeah. What happened to Frank, anyway?
I have no idea. He was with you.
Uh-huh. It seems there's a banner hanging down from this bridge. I'm going to see if I can't yank it up and see what it says.
If I'm right, that banner has two pieces of, two rolls of toilet paper at the bottom.
You are absolutely correct.
I thought so.
New Year's Eve in April, it says.
Well, we can't advertise parties and things like that.
There's only one roll of toilet paper left on the bottom.
Oh, well, somebody took the other one, obviously.
Yeah, I'm waiting for somebody out here. I want to play Sydney.
The street.
I want to play Sydney Schreiber here, but there's nobody here to talk to.
So talk to yourself, Sid.
Should I go downstairs and in the upway?
Well, I hope you give me a chance to do what you're doing now.
Of course I will.
This is fascinating. I really would like to get out there and meet the public.
I feel the
air in itself. I'm in the studio all the time.
I feel definitely quite like Sidney Schreiber, out on a man on the street interview.
Mike, I don't know if it's good to feel like Sidney Schreiber because you're liable to end up beaten up or in a jail or something, or kidnapped or who knows what.
That's very true.
By the way, now that you mentioned it, whatever happened to Sidney Schreiber? I still don't think anyone ever went to jail to bail him out.
I think his wife went down. But then they got divorced shortly thereafter.
Sidney was even married.
It was, just for the night, that kind of thing.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, whatever.
I'm apparently still the only one here on the bridge. Oh, a light just flashed, but it was a street light, and I don't think anybody had any control over it.
Oh, is that the street light by the Fine Arts Center?
Yes, it is.
Yes, that's been broken for many, many, many months.
But it just came on.
Anybody from the
it just came on.
Light Works people, take note of that. In fact, a lot of lights have been broken on campus recently.
Yeah? I'm going to come back down the stairs. I'm going to come down these stairs.
Come in the front door?
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay,
underneath the
walk
bridge.
Up the stairs and come back.
I'm walking down the stairs now. Yes, there's all sorts of people down here now. And if they're listening, they'll come up to me, right?
Yeah.
So I don't have to come up to them?
Not too many people are outside listening to radio right now. They're either in their rooms or doing all sorts of other things.
Well, maybe the person in this car is listening to his radio, the car that's going by. Wait a minute, he just turned off, so apparently he doesn't want to be on the radio.
He's smart.
Yes.
Where? Keep me abreast of what...
Well, I'm down underneath the bridge coming up to the main entrance.
Okay. And they're not barricading it, that's good.
Not as of yet.
Okay.
I don't want to have a repeat of scene like last week.
What happened last week?
Oh, with the pizza?
Oh, yes. We did expose, we'll talk about that later, Eric. You do?
Hello, folks. How are you? We're on the air on Radio Free Long Island right now. Do you have anything to say to our folks at home?
Wait, hold on.
How about you?
No.
Oh, that's real clever. I like the way they said that.
They are very clever.
This is a USB.
USB?
Yes.
What kind of music do you play?
Well, we're not playing any music right now. Hey, here's one right now. Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, would you like to hear my radio?
Oh, you found Frank. How clever.
Okay. Hi there, sir. Would you like to be on the radio?
How's it going?
Okay, goodbye. Nice talking to you.
Well, seeing really. How it is Friday night in the Stony Brook Union, a lot of people are sort of in about a quarter of the percentage of their mental state that they usually are.
Yes.
I seem to be losing you a little bit now.
As
you come closer, I guess the reception gets worse.
That's absolutely... Excuse me, miss. Do you have anything to say to our folks at home? Apparently not. How about you, ma'am? You have anything to say?
They must think you're some kind of
good
nut.
Good night, yes.
Good night.
I mean, you're walking around with a microphone, and you don't look like you're attached to anything. They think you're just talking into a portable tape recorder.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you have anything to say to our folks at home?
Hello.
There's really nice people around here tonight. Thank you.
Actually, you should be saying, do they have anything to say to me, because I'm the one listening here back in the studios.
Okay. The next person that comes by will ask.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have anything to say?
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I know that's you. I mean, you can't disguise your voice too well.
I know.
Work on it, though.
Yeah. Okay. Apparently. Excuse me. Do you have anything to say to our folks in the studio and the folks at home?
No.
I think we're proving something.
We're
proving that people in the Stony Brook Union on a Friday night at 12:18 have nothing to say.
They're dumbfounded.
What are they doing, though?
They're walking through the building. Excuse me, you have anything to say to
aimlessly.
Folks at home?
No.
Do you want to go back upstairs? Let's go back upstairs.
Why don't you come back up here?
The restaurant's open upstairs?
Yeah.
But I don't think we can have clear reception all the way down.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
No problem. Frank, why don't we do that when I go out on the road?
We're not on the road.
Yeah, I know, but I don't plan on staying in the studio all night long.
Okay, we're going to go around for one quick loop around the lobby here.
Oh, boy. How do I get stuck into these things?
I don't know. You hear any good jokes lately?
No. Well, this is one of them, actually.
That's true. If we had any purpose to do here, it would be... we'll go out that door in just a moment. Let's just see if anybody's watching television here.
Are you going by the TV room now?
Apparently,
You move pretty fast, you know that?
Yeah, there's people... Oh, they're watching a basketball game.
Oh.
Well, sir, do you have anything to say? No, nobody.
Maybe you should tell these people they're on the radio. That way they might say something.
That's a good idea.
I guess next time.
I mean, if somebody walked up to you and asked you if you had anything to say and didn't say anything else,
you can put a bumper sticker on them. Let's go to the office and get a bumper sticker.
Okay. Are they going to put a bumper sticker on me and.
Whoops.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you have anything to say to our folks at home?
No.
No, apparently they're very skeptical.
Are these all different people that you're talking to? Because they all sound the same.
Yeah, they don't say much, do they?
They all say the same thing, actually. Like, nothing much, or hi there, that type of stuff.
Frank's looking for a bumper sticker.
Oh, we're in the USB office.
Yes, we're rifling the cabinet.
You're in terrible shape now.
There you go. You're inside the cabinet.
Yes. Well. Oh, good. I'll take one of them. It's really great, isn't it, Eric?
Oh, it's a first in media. I can tell you that much.
It'll be a last as well.
Well, no, I intend to go out there, too,
and explore
myself, because I've never done this before.
Frank's going to put a USB FM bumper sticker on my chest, and why don't you also put one on my bumper?
Your bumper? Is it chrome-plated?
No, it's not.
Where do you want it?
Right on my chest.
There?
Yeah, that sounds good. All right. Let me stamp it down. Okay. See what they did to the reception? Come on.
Yeah, that really helped.
Okay.
Well, coming in just fine now.
Oh, yes. We're gonna walk out the door in a moment.
Now, you coming back down here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I hope so.
Okay. Frank just shut
the
door.
That was the door of the USB office closing down the hall. Mike Juhas is out there now. I'm back here in the studio, and he's coming down towards the studio, I hope.
And I have Frank Burger with me.
Kind of lonely down here.
Let's see. Is anybody behind this window here? No, an empty office. Once again, out in the warmth of a May evening. No, actually, it's actually April, right?
Yes, it is, the 4th.
And it is actually morning, right?
12:21 in the morning.
We have to come up with an interesting question for the people out there. Like, you know, come up to the person and say, if you could be any animal you wanted, what would you be? Keep asking.
Okay, let's go find somebody.
That takes a lot of guts.
But Frank's going to ask.
Measure of stupidity, too.
No.
Hey, there's somebody there.
Where?
Inside.
Oh, wow, a frisbee match.
A frisbee match.
A frisbee match?
In the hallway.
An indoor frisbee match?
Watch out.
Don't get hit by a frisbee, Mike. Please, we need you.
We're having an indoor frisbee match. Can you say anything to folks at home about your indoor frisbee match?
Anything to the folks at home about my indoor frisbee match.
There you have it.
Is he broadcasting that static, or are you doing that?
I don't know. Somebody's using a blender in the next room.
Oh, well, I suggest you get away from that.
Okay. You better just go to a record, and we'll be back live in the studio shortly.
You're not going to walk back here?
Yeah, okay, I will.
Why'd you walk back here? I mean, make it interesting. Oh, they're streaking along the floor. Coming closer. Coming to the door. I hear those keys rattling. Can't be that far. I think you guys are running in place. Okay, I think they made it here. Why are they still running if they just knocked on the door? Climbing stairs, I hope. They stopped. Opening the door. And they're walking in?
No, we're not.
Where are
you? Actually, why don't you unlock the door?
The door is locked? I can't leave the studio. I'm, on the air now.
Wait a minute.
We're locked.
Got it.
Okay, they unlocked the door.
Hello, USB personality.
Hi.
A former USB personality.
Hi.
He's returning.
Is that Larry Braverman again?
No.
Oh, who is it?
Could you tell us who you are?
Who are you?
I was around when Christ was crucified 2,000 years ago.
Very nice. Well, we're back in the newsroom here.
Close the door. Yep, there's the teletype still there.
Okay.
Coming through? And he's back.
Open the door.
Here he is.
There I am.
The USB
can I shake
bumper
your
sticker.
Hand?
Yes, you can shake my hand.
Thank you.
But you're the one who went out there and faced the crowds.
That's true.
I have to hand it to you. That's commendable. Very commendable. And I look forward to doing it myself in a little while.
I'll bet you do.
Right now, let's go to something. They call us Top 40 Radio, and we're going to show them why.
birds swim and fish take flight. Hi-ho, it's still all right. We'll be the same. They may have 13 months in the year. Nations may disappear. Hi-ho, no need to fear. We'll be the same. Though Hollywood screenless, Boston beanless, and the sea turn into land, the country may tumble, I won't grumble, I'll be holding your hand. Though love no longer is in style, I hope we'll only smile. We've got that plane, we'll be the same.
Hundreds of thousands of children travel to and from school. It's my job to protect those children. I'm Joe January, and I carry a badge. Thursday, April 29th, 8 a.m., my partner, Sergeant Mel Cannon, and I are trailing a school bus on its daily trek through the city's bowels, picking up kids for school. Sure is dark in this part of town, isn't it, Mel?
Sure is, Joe.
I start thinking aloud about the futures of some of those kids. I was just thinking.
About what?
About what those kids might turn into someday.
Like doctors and lawyers and such?
No, drug addicts and thieves and burglars and muggers and rapists and even...
murderers.
That's right. Some of them may even become speeders.
I'll bet some of them are on speed right now.
No, dummy. I'm talking about automobile speeders.
Oh.
It then dawned on me that Mel may have graduated from the same school as those kids. We kept following the bus. But then...
Hey, they're trying to lose us. Step on it. Step on the gas.
Oh.
Put the red light on the roof or you'll get a ticket.
Good idea. Ah, they're stopping for a traffic light. Let's talk to the driver. License, registration, and insurance card, please.
Sure, let me just...
Make it snappy. These kids have to get to school, you know.
Of course I know. I'm trying to drive them there. Here's my license.
What was the big rush?
Yeah, what was the big rush, anyway?
Huh? You shut up.
There's this car trailing me. It looked real suspicious.
What did it look like?
Like that car over there.
That's our car. We're cops.
Oh.
Here's your papers. Go on, get these kids to school.
Okay.
Smartass.
Let's keep trailing them.
Yeah.
So how's the wife?
Oh, not too bad. We had another kid this morning, you know.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you. I named it Mel after you.
Oh, well, thanks. Melvin January, huh? How much does he weigh?
Oh, it's a she. And 6 pounds, 3 ounces.
A girl?
Yeah.
Named Melvin?
Yeah, you see, we wanted a boy, so we named her Melvin, hoping she'd turn into... Hey, look!
Oh, boy, he's in big trouble.
Hey, look out for that baby carriage! Oh, get out of the way! Watch out! Ooh! Stupid drivers don't know how to drive! Watch out! Get out of the way! Oh, my God. Watch out! Ah! Got him. Get out of the way!
License and registration, please.
I'm late for work. Here you go.
Hey, what did I do anyway?
You passed the school bus picking up children.
So what?
It's illegal, that's what.
Turn down that radio.
Yeah,
hey,
turn down the radio. Didn't you see that sign?
But the sign said it's illegal to stop past school bus.
No, sir, the sign said it's illegal to pass a stop school bus.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, I'm afraid I'm going to have to give you a citation.
But I'm content with my K car.
Oh, a wise guy, eh?
We had to blow that man away, but as you know, it's a Class E misdemeanor, to quote a bad television commercial. The story you have just heard is false. The people have been changed to protect the names.
Dawn is ascending, so
go to bed. Your kiss is the night's happy ending. We'll meet again tomorrow when the moon is soft and low. So to bed, good night. Toys away, and pretty soon Sandman will come riding on a moonbeam. So to bed, don't let the darkness alarm you. I won't let the boogie boo harm you. Hold your teddy bear close to your heart as I hold you. And
so to bed. Good night. Radio Free Long Island, for your listening pleasure. Like a little Dallas rag, I always say.
Yeah, I always said that, too.
Nice stuff. 20 minutes to 1 o'clock, Radio Free Long Island. I'm Eric, he's Mike, and Frank's hovering around, too, right?
Hi there, how you doing?
Hi,
good
Frank.
Good evening.
Nice of you to drop by. I don't know why...
You didn't turn them on.
You didn't turn my microphone
on. Oh, you had a different microphone. That one?
No.
That one.
Flip the red button down.
I'm sorry.
There we go.
Well, we're all here now, all three of us. That's...
Amazing. Now, you wanted me to read this story, right, because we were playing all this good music.
Yeah.
All right, the next time you want to drink a beer, make sure you turn on some background music.
Mm-hmm.
That's because a Denmark physician, Dr. Holt Hansen, says that the taste of suds can be enhanced by good music.
wait a minute. Suds, did he?
Taste like, of suds. You never tasted suds before?
Like soap and...
Well, maybe. Let's read on.
Is that phosphate from...
According to Dr. Hansen, if you drink beer to the correct type of music, it will taste much better. Hansen explains, quote, when a correct note is struck, we experience subconsciously a sensation in our jawbone and a barely audible sound in our ears.
I'm sorry, unquote. I gave this to you to read.
Well, yeah, I'm not. I'm learning something from this. Hansen is quoted by the British magazine Weekend as saying that dark beers go better with high-pitched music, while light beers and spirits taste better with low-pitched tunes. So if you want some, some light beer, go into a church and hear a pipe organ. And
I'll sell your records at 16.
True, if you still have that setting on your turntable.
Yes.
Most people don't. I don't even know what that was used for. I don't care either.
Frank knows.
No, why are we talking
voice
about
voice transcription.
Voice, what's that?
Voice, they use it for voice, so they can fit speech on a record, like instructional things, you know.
I have never once in my life seen a 16...
Neither
RPM
have I.
Record.
Neither have I.
Has anybody, if anyone out there has seen a 16 RPM record, give us a call now and we'll mail you money or something. I want to talk to somebody who's seen a 16
sticker.
RPM record. 2467901. Call us. I want to hear.
Yeah, you're sitting in it.
No,
well, turn his mic down.
It's not the squeakiest chair. It's squeaky enough though.
Yes. Well, apparently nobody's seen the 16.
Well, after we stop talking, I assume people will start calling up. That's what I would do anyway. Okay, we have some stuff coming your way. We are going to broadcast that expose that Radio Free Long Island covered earlier tonight.
Of a major company.
We shouldn't tell them what the company is.
A major
yet.
Company that may well have a monopoly on certain services.
A company that assuredly comes into your home. And you'll find out just what they know and what they don't know and what we found out and things like that. Okay, 12:42 we have. We'll be getting to that in about 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes, I'd say. Does that sound fair to you, Mike?
Sounds fair to me.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Get down.
What was that, the theme from a TV program?
Well, the beginning part of that was the theme for Crockett's Victory Garden.
Hey, how about that?
The late Jim Crockett. And
that was
his victory gun. Well, it still is, although he doesn't do it anymore.
He can't do it anymore if he died. I mean,
that's true.
Simple as that.
I'd like to congratulate Ray in Northport. He won cash by saying he's seen a 16 RPM record.
So yeah, he did see a 16 RPM record. I was very much surprised to hear anybody had seen a 16 RPM record. I thought it was just a big publicity thing that, you know, the record player companies made up.
And we have no provision for playing it, so don't send us your 16 RPM records.
Well, send us one, just so we can look at it anyway.
Yes, but anyway, make sure you affix proper postage.
But we want to thank that person for calling. We will be mailing him some cash, so problem there.
Right.
We can afford it.
We sure can.
Going in the mail tomorrow morning.
Well, sometime next week. He'll get it by next week's show.
I hope so.
Thank you, Ray.
So, what...
Well, yeah, okay.
We have that...
Yes, we have our Radio Free Long Island Investigative Report Series, Part 1.
706. What is it? What does it mean to you? Radio Free Long Island has been doing some research, and we found a mysterious area code. Area code 706. Does it exist, or doesn't it? You be the judge.
Yes, operator, I was wondering if you could help me. I'm trying to find out what area the area code 706 is for.
706?
Yes.
We don't have any 706.
What is it? There's no area code 706?
No, there's a 705 and a 707, no 706.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Interesting. According to the telephone company, there is no area code 706. Baffled and a little bit confused, I decided to try again.
Good evening, Miss Andrea. May I help you?
Yes, operator. I was wondering if you could help me. I'm looking for the location of a certain area code. It's 706.
Sure. Hold on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There is no 706 area code.
No 706.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get it from?
I just heard about it from somewhere. I guess it doesn't really exist, and if you say it doesn't.
No, there is a 716, which is upstate New York. But no
Buffalo,
706.
Right. So that definitely is not a 706 area code.
No.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, it would seem from the evidence we have that this is purely our imagination. There is no 706 area code. Well, let's see what happens when we try dialing a number in the 706 area code. Sounded like a ring to me. Well, let's go back to our operator. Dial the number collect and see how they explain it.
Yes,
I'm making a collect call.
Your name, please?
My name is Eric.
Thank you.
And I was wondering if you could tell me where I'm calling, too.
Where you're calling?
Yes.
So you just asked me if there was a 706 area code before, and I told you there is no 706.
Hello?
Well, did the call go through?
I'll try it. Hold on.
Thank you.
why is this ringing? There's not supposed to be a 706.
Excuse me?
I don't understand why this is ringing here. There is no 706 area code.
Yeah, that's why I asked you. It seems a mystery.
You have no idea where this is supposed to be?
No idea whatsoever.
Because we list Canada, too.
Uh-huh.
Nothing here, no 706, not even in Canada.
It's very strange.
Let me see if I can locate an operator in that area.
Okay.
See what happens. Hold on.
Thank you.
Check Bureau. Repeat. Check Bureau.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or call your up.
Check Bureau. Repeat.
Nope, I can't reach any operator in that area because we don't have an area like that.
This shouldn't be happening, in other words.
No, it shouldn't be. But you know what it might be? There's a 7-0. It could be Mexico. Okay? 7-0 and then 8 digits would give us a Mexico number.
Oh, really?
You know what Mexico, do you?
I don't think so. Is that some sort of a new system?
On some of the calls, you can dial direct through Mexico, either 708 digits or 908 digits.
Uh-huh.
Right now, we're going through to Mexico.
Oh, I see. Is that a new system?
Yes, sir. There's two ways you can call Mexico, either with the country code 52 and the number, or, like I said, the 708D or 908D.
So I guess that's the explanation, then. Okay, well, thank you very much for your help.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night.
And so the problem is solved. 706. It leads to Mexico. This has been a Radio Free Long Island investigative report. Thank you.
That was touching.
I think we're all touched.
In more ways than one. What was that, anyway? That was...
it was a record.
The Gospel Ship is the name of the record. Baptist hymns and white spirituals from the Southern Mountains.
And if you're not at all interested, we'd like to tell you that the tripods are coming shortly.
The tripods will be here very, very, very soon. But let me tell you, that was God in the O Thou Great Jehovah. And interesting stuff. WUSB Stony Brook, Radio Free Long Island. And Mike Uhas is over there.
You're listening to the Natural B90. WUSB.
No. And I'm Eric Corley over here.
Who am I again? No, don't tell him.
I don't think it's necessary. 53 degrees.
My name is Ray, and I'm from Northport.
I'm going to be going outside soon and
going
over the building, taking our portable microphone, or whatever we call it, wireless microphone.
Yeah.
And walking all over the place, seeing who I can find. If you're out there, maybe some people... excuse me. Maybe some people on campus who would... like to meet some of us from Radio Free Long Island
for on the bridge.
A brief moment. Come by on the bridge. We'll be out there in about 20 minutes, I'd say. 15, 20 minutes.
I'm not going to be there.
Mike won't be there. Mike was there already, and you weren't. You missed it, but...
it's such a nice
night. I'll be there, and I think Frank Berger will be coming with me.
It's such a nice night out. You should all just turn off your radio and go outside.
How is the weather outside? Is it clear?
It didn't look upstairs.
Oh, you should.
Well, you can do it when you're out there.
Jupiter and Saturn are out tonight.
Yeah, ask Joel Block.
Yeah, well, Joel Block might tell us that. We're going to go into some music. What is it? You picked this out.
It's the Songs of Robert Burns.
Sung by?
Gene Redpath.
And we'll be going right into the Tripod family very soon.
We'll hide the cooper behind the door, behind the door, behind the door. We'll hide the cooper behind the door and cover hide the cooper behind the door, behind the door, behind the door. Hide the cooper behind the door and cover him under a mono. Cooper, oh, can he come here alone? He called the girls who tell us all. Who gave why he has gotten a call and sang of the sunny good man. The cooper, oh, can he come here alone? He called the girls who tell us all. Who gave why he has gotten a call and sang of the sunny good man. We'll hide the cooper behind the door, behind the door, behind the door. Hide the cooper behind the door and cover him under a mono. Hide the cooper behind the door, behind the door. We'll hide the cooper behind the door and cover him under a mono. He saw the rabbit, he saw the man. We didn't see her, we'll see him with the body he was. He doubted him, then he was, now what he was gone. He saw the rabbit, he saw the man. We didn't see her, we'll see him with the body he was. He doubted him, then he was, now what he was gone. We'll hide the cooper behind the door, behind the door. We'll hide the cooper behind the door and cover him under a mono. Hide the cooper behind the door, behind the door, behind the door. Hide the cooper behind the door and cover him under a mono. They cooper the day and they cooper the mom. The wicked man has gotten the scum. How he bruised his blood at the arm that swears what never was done. Oh, cooper the day and they cooper the mom. We'll hide the cooper behind the door, behind the door, behind the door. Hide the cooper behind the door and cover him under a mono.
Radio Free Long Island, in coordination with the Three Village Tobacco Farms, presents the Tripod Family. Join us as we follow one of America's most illustrious families as they struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. Last week when we left our friends, Kathy had just received a letter from the Tripod's old hometown, Big Bear City. It's later in the morning as Howard Pop and next-door neighbor Charlie wait anxiously for Kathy to open the letter, and we hear... Radio Free Long Island, in coordination with the Three Village Tobacco Farms, presents the Tripod Family. Join us as we follow one of America's most illustrious families as they struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. Last week when we left our friends, Kathy had just received a letter from the Tripod's old hometown, Big Bear City. It's later in the morning as Howard, Pop, and next-door neighbor Charlie wait anxiously for Kathy to open the letter, and we hear of Charlie. Difficulties with the tripods. But Eric's there, and have we gotten to queued up?
Well, the tripods are giving us a little bit of trouble, but I think we'll have them to you.
Did I hear a dirty word in there? Oh, okay. Tripods, but here they are. Radio Free Long Island, in coordination with the Three Village Tobacco Farms, presents the Tripod Family. Join us as we follow one of America's most illustrious families as they struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. Last week, when we left our friends, Kathy had just received a letter from the Tripod's old hometown, Big Bear City. It's later in the morning as Howard, Pop, and next-door neighbor Charlie wait anxiously for Kathy to open the letter, and we hear Howard...
Who's it from, Kathy? What is it?
Yes, fill us in on the secret.
It couldn't be as bad as all that, Kathy. You look like you've been hit by an Entenmann's truck.
I'm sorry, I just don't know what to say,
Kathy, the only way we can help is if you tell us who that letter's from.
Oh, all right, Howard. It's from my uncle, Jonathan.
Jonathan?
Is that the rich uncle of yours who didn't want to lend us any money so he could stay in Big Bear City?
Yes, Pop, that's the one.
Oh, I don't think I care too much for him. I would have liked living in California much better than here on Long Island.
You folks mean to tell me that you had a rich uncle out in California and he wouldn't help you save your house in Big Bear City?
Well, that's just part of our story, Charlie. Jonathan had a lot of other things to worry about back there.
I can't think what those things could be, Kathy, unless you mean running his illegal gambling operation in Los Angeles or trying to figure out a new way to cheat a large number of people with one of his business enterprises.
That's right. He had an obligation to help us, and he let us down. And we're his own family, too.
Well, Kathy's really the only one related to him.
I don't think we should be getting so upset. I mean, all this was long ago and far away. We can't change the past. We're here on Long Island to start a new life, and I think we should do that.
Yes, Kathy's right. Enough of this bickering. Let's talk about something else.
Well, you might be right, but I still think of the guy's a bum.
I knew a guy like that once back when I lived in the Hamptons. He was a mean old geezer if I ever saw one.
What was he like?
Well, you know how good neighbors are always borrowing things from each other and forgetting to return them.
Sure do. You've had our lawnmower for 2 weeks now.
Oh, I keep forgetting to bring that over. I'll get it now if
no,
I...
No. Don't listen to Pop. He's just feeling a little cranky today.
Yeah, a little more so today than usual, I think.
You can keep that lawnmower for as long as you need it, Charlie.
Well, thanks, Kathy. Anyway, this guy I knew out in the Hamptons would always forget to return the stuff I lent him. At least that's what I thought. It turns out he was selling all the stuff I gave him, and with the money he made, he bought a Winnebago and took off cross-country. And I never heard from him again.
Now, wait a minute, Charlie. My Uncle Jonathan may be a bit of a scoundrel, but he's not that bad.
I guess relatives always stand up for each other. It's one of those unwritten rules, I suppose.
Oh, of course.
For instance, if my father was a mass murderer or a bank robber or something, I'd still feel obligated to stand up
for him. Now, wait a minute! What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, that's just an example.
Please, let's change the subject. I don't know why we're talking about this.
Yeah, there's not a need for us to be at each other's throats.
Some you turn out to be, calling his own father a bank robber of all things.
Pop, I didn't mean anything by that.
Yes, Howard was just using you as an example.
Right.
You know, it's really amazing how much trouble this silly old letter is causing. I wish it had never come in the first place.
You know, Kathy, something just crossed my mind. You've been holding that letter in your hands for a while now, but you still haven't opened it.
Oh, I totally forgot about it.
So did I. Open it up.
Yeah, let's see what the bum has to say for himself.
Well, Kathy, what does it say?
It says, "Dear Kathy and family, greetings from Big Bear City. I hope you're all enjoying your new home on Long Island. I'm pleased to announce that I will have some free time this week, and I'll be able to visit you the day after tomorrow. See you then. With love, your Uncle Jonathan. P.S. I want to talk to Howard about my newest business enterprise."
Well, I wonder what that could mean.
It means that he's not through cheating us yet. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind when he gets here.
But don't get carried away, Pop. Remember, he is Kathy's uncle.
The day after tomorrow. I better start getting this house cleaned up.
Wait a minute, Kathy. Did it say on the letter that he's coming out the day after tomorrow?
Yes, what difference does that make?
I think I see what Charlie's getting at, Kathy. Let me see the date on that letter. Just as I figured.
What is it, Howard?
That letter was dated 2 days ago. So when Uncle Jonathan said he was coming out the day after tomorrow, he meant the day after yesterday.
So that means?
That means he's coming out today.
And so, as Howard, Pop, Kathy, and Charlie discuss Uncle Jonathan, the doorbell rings in the Tripod household. Is it Uncle Jonathan? And if so, will he try to hoodwink the Tripods once more? Tune in next week, when we'll hear Charlie say, "Oh boy, here comes trouble." That's next time on The Tripod Family, presented in coordination with Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
Stuff for you.
So we have Eric back on the air?
Yeah, I'm on the portable mic now, and we'll be taking a walk through the Student Union building. And once again, if anybody wants to meet some Radio Free Long Island people, we'll be out on the bridge in about 10 minutes, I guess.
Sure. Well, why don't you just walk on down there?
Just assemble out there. We'll try to sign all the autographs. And, well, you know, Mike's staying in the studio, but he's going to.
You're getting me an
ass. You want me to wear this on my shirt?
Yes.
I look really... I'm not going to wear this.
Had to wear it.
You didn't have to wear it. Well, you wore it on your way back to the station from the office. That's not very... I'll wear it on my back, isn't it?
Okay.
That's fair enough.
Now, don't put it on upside down.
Man, that'd be symbolic of something.
Well, you know, it's 53 degrees out there now.
You think I'm going to cut it or anything?
No.
Okay, well, I'm on my way then.
Okay.
I'll just start walking.
Bye. Watch out.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Let me get that door for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Here we go.
Ah, thanks so much.
Okay, bye. See ya.
I'm not out yet. You mind opening the door and letting me out first?
Okay. What's coming over the newswire there?
I'm not out yet. How am I supposed to know that? Would you let me out?
Because you're standing right by the...
You didn't open the right door for me. Would you open the door?
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Let me just push this button to open the automatic door.
Thank you.
Open sesame.
All right, I'm out now.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm over here by the teletype. And, you know, this is a good way to have direct news as it's coming out.
Yeah, I often wanted to read it line by line as it came out.
Yes.
So why don't you do that?
Well, I don't think I should.
Why not?
It's reading a story, very graphic story about an automobile accident, and I don't feel like it.
No.
So I'll pass this on. I'm walking out the door now.
Bye.
And... I'm in the hall, and someone seems to be talking on our intercom. But I won't pay any attention to that. I'll just keep walking. Hard though it may be not to pay attention to it. I'm walking down to Frank Berger's office, his own private office, which is located here on the second floor. He's going to meet me there.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody what?
That Frank Berger's office is located there.
On the second floor.
Don't tell anybody.
Oh, don't tell them that. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's not here on the second floor. It's it's somewhere else. I'm not really here now. Okay, there he is. He's ready for us now. He's going to accompany me as we walk down the hall. Hello, Frank. Okay, are you ready to go?
Who are you?
Come on.
This is the cheese shop. Hello.
We're going on a walking tour of the Union, and Frank Berger has an electric drill with him. I don't know what he's trying to do with it, but I'm not going to stick around to find out. Well, let's go down this way, and then we can sort of end up on the bridge later on, because the people are still assembling over there now. Frank forgot something. He's going back to get it.
Any sign of any people over there, Eric?
There are a few people lingering around the restaurant here, but not too many.
Why don't you go in and get me a drink?
Well, I don't know. Is it legal to get drinks on the air? I'm not sure about that. All right, we're going to walk around sort of back to the station, and I would appreciate it a lot if the person on the intercom doesn't scream again, because it doesn't sound very good on the air.
What are you coming back here for already?
We're not coming back to the station. We're just passing by the station on the way downstairs. So, Frank, what have you been up to? Well, they ignored that. Come again?
I've been cutting cheese.
He wishes he could.
He's been cutting cheese.
And you didn't even give me a...
Swiss.
I was over cutting Swiss cheese, and...
He made himself a Swiss cheese omelet the other day that looked almost delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unusual. Well, we're just about to the end of the hallway here, going through the doors.
The double doors?
Oh, yeah. We're outside now. Well, not really outside.
You're out in the open.
Do you like to say something to the folks back home? No, you don't. He's a shy person. Okay. I can understand that.
It happens, you know?
Excuse me?
It happens.
Yeah, I see the looks I get when you walk around with a microphone like this. It's like you have some sort of a grotesque something coming from your body. Actually, I do, come to think of it.
Well, I told you should wear your USB bumper sticker on your front instead of on your back.
Well, that way people know who I am as we're going, which I think is more appropriate. Well, there are a lot of people hanging around here in the
Are you going to pick me up an iced tea, correct?
Yes, I'm not sure if I can get into the cafeteria. There seems to be a party going on there. Oh. They're charging admission.
Well, ask them if they can let you in for free.
I don't think I can do that.
Oh.
Yes, but we get some soda shakes. I think we can do that.
You want to try?
Go
okay,
ahead.
Let's try this on the air. We're going to make radio history here.
We're going to crash a party on the air.
Crash a party on the air. No kidding. Frank, you're going to do the asking.
No, I'm not.
Yes, he is.
You have the microphone. I don't have the microphone.
My hands are tied up with the microphone.
They are? That's good. Oh, I have the keys.
Okay, there's a crowd of people here. We're going to try to get through. Power of the press. You seem to be losing
it. No, we seem to be losing you.
Oh. A little bit of both, I guess. Okay, we made it through. They just looked at us kind of strangely. Could that be Bill McKenzie singing?
Yes.
Let's check that out. I hear somebody singing in the cafeteria, and our own Bill McKenzie is an excellent singer. I think that is Bill McKenzie.
Is he all dressed up?
He is.
Then it
Bill McKenzie, our own Bill McKenzie, is singing in the cafeteria before a couple of hundred people at least.
Is he singing solo?
Yes, he is, and I didn't know that was on the schedule for today. You might be able to hear him a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
He has got an excellent voice.
He does.
Because Mike and myself were listening to him before, and we wanted him to perform for us live on the air. I guess in a sense that's what he's doing, but we want more of an exclusive type of setup. But he might come by the studios later.
I hope so.
Okay, I'm by the soda machine now, and I'm going to get you your soda. I didn't forget.
Oh, you have to change my dollar first.
I didn't forget the dollar.
you left it here?
I think I did. Is it still there?
I'm looking. I don't see it. You're,
Well, maybe I...
Go, change my dollar. I want to hear
well,
what it sounds like.
Well, I got another dollar,
like.
Luckily, so I'll just change that one.
Okay.
All dollars are the same, so they say, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once I got a dollar, $2, and the serial numbers were, you know, one apart.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Oh. Well, it only happened to me once. Okay, let me put the dollar in the change machine here. And I would have to say, in the world, this is a first. Changing a dollar bill on the radio live.
Over USB FM.
Well, we know that's never happened before. I don't think it's ever happened at any radio station. But here we go.
Sounded like more than a dollar came out.
Well, let's see what we got here.
Probably four quarters.
No, four quarters. That's it. Machine knows. Hey, do you want any junk food or anything like that?
No, thank you.
Okay. We're going to get you an iced tea.
Okay.
Which is what you requested. You want one foot too, Frank? Well, Mike's paying. I guess he doesn't mind.
Mike's paying, huh?
The machine here says use nickels and dimes only, and here I am with four quarters in my hand.
No, go back to that dollar bill changer, and I think it has a quarter changer.
In fact, all the machines say that. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw these two quarters in anyway.
Oh, no, don't do that.
I'm going to see what happens.
No, not my quarters.
Yeah, your quarters.
Throw them in.
Oh, it came out, the coin return. I'm going to try it again.
Oh, no. I protest.
It went in that time, and it went in. It hit the bottom. It hit all those other quarters, and it's not going to come back.
Hit all those suckers through it.
All right, here goes your other quarter, and we'll see whether or not you get change. You didn't get change, Mike. But have heart. The used nickels and dimes sign went out. But here comes your Lipton. Oops.
You weren't supposed to say Lipton.
I'm sorry. But I won't say the other part of it. Here it comes. I'm going to press the button now.
Okay.
It's out. And the used nickels and dimes only sign is back.
Did the... I thought the change didn't come through.
You lost 10 cents on
I
that
heard
one.
The change come through.
No, the change didn't come through. Okay, we're going to try another machine so that Frank might be able to get his change, even though it's your dollar. That's the way we do things here. Okay, this one also says the exact same thing, so I don't know if it's a good idea to do that. But...
They all do.
They all do, so let's do it anyway. Okay, one quarter goes in. That one came out again. Let's try that one more time.
Must be bent.
That one went in. It's not coming back. There goes the other one.
Nickel and dime thing again.
Oh, you got something back. You got a nickel back.
I'll split it with you.
So you only lost 5 cents on that one. And here comes your iced tea. Oh, Frank. There it is.
Thank you.
Very good. Don't forget this one. Well, this is Mike's. Want you to hold that for me? Thank you.
They're cold.
Of course they're cold. They're iced.
So listen to the...
We can't really hear very well, can we? But Bill McKenzie is still performing. There are a lot of people in there. A lot of people. If anyone still wants to hear Bill McKenzie live in concert, and this is not a joke, this is for real, come down to the Union. He's very good.
He is. We heard him before, and he's dressed up as well.
Well, yeah, that in itself, maybe.
I want to be on
the
radio.
You want to be on the radio? Someone wants to be on the radio.
Really on radio.
Well, I'm live. You want to say something?
No, yeah.
No, Mark. Come here. You can talk on the radio.
Well, somebody wants to talk on the radio. That's nice to see.
It's a cool station. Oh, I don't believe it. I'm on TV. I'm a superstar. Yes, there's been no fights. How's that?
What's going on here tonight?
Fashion show, disco, and bands.
And a singer.
There's been multiple singers.
I see. Hey, here's our own Felix Palacios. How you doing, Felix?
Hey, what do you say there?
Felix comes your way Sunday nights.
Filipito,
Riestahito. Saturday. Tomorrow afternoon, he'll be on.
Saturday.
Hey, 3:30 to 6.
Filipito, Riestahito.
Don't worry, there ain't nothing happening in there.
Yes. They're not missing anything. If they're not there, they're not missing it. You know?
That's certainly true.
And in other words,
hey,
you know that. But my friend here, I wanna introduce my friend here. He's been working hard all night.
Okay.
My man Mark Yim. He deserves it. Really? This gentleman has been working hard all night.
Eric, turn sideways.
He could be heard. You see? That's enough.
Well, he is being heard.
He is definitely being heard.
He's being heard all over Long Island.
Hey, what are you two characters doing?
Well, we're having trouble picking up. They're having trouble picking up.
Why are you half naked, huh?
We have to move in strange positions.
Why are you half dead for?
Eric.
Eric,
why are you playing? Why are you
playing?
Well, we have to get moving on now.
There's a big crowd coming up.
It's about time to move to another crowd and see what else is going on. I feel like Sidney Schreiber now for some reason. But we're gonna walk around the other part of the union. This is the main part coming up, walking down the hallway. And I see a building manager coming our way, and he's turning the other way and walking very fast. He's a smart man. Hello, building manager. How are you?
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
Okay. Nice talking to you. I think I see Bill McKenzie. Do I see Bill McKenzie? There he is.
Stop.
Get a hold of Bill
McKenzie. Come over here, Bill. Bill, was I imagining things, or was that you singing over there before?
That was me singing, yes.
We saw you. We thought you were extremely good. And we hope you come up to the studios later on and give us a solo performance.
Is this live?
Yes.
This is for real?
This is a portable microphone. We're wandering around the union talking to all our personalities, and it seems a lot of USB people hang out in the union on a Friday night.
That's incredible.
Certainly is. That's radio.
Can I say hello to somebody?
Sure.
Hi, Ma.
Okay. So, are you going to sing again tonight?
I don't think so. I think I'm gonna take it easy.
Well, you were very good, and I hope the crowd received you well.
Oh. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Why don't we... Do I say something?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, Joe?
Well, yeah, it sense.
And to all you folks out there in Radio Land, this is... WUSB? Have you done an ID lately?
Well, I think it's 127 now. 128, actually. And
Eric,
yes, we have.
Make
yes.
sure he comes up and does.
You are going to come up later. I hope we don't have to pull you up.
Sing with his group live in the hall.
I can come up in a few minutes.
Okay, why don't you come up sometime before 2 o'clock and we'll have a live concert with Bill McKenzie on Radio Free Long Island.
And all your friends.
Can I sell. Wait.
He seems kind of frightened of that prospect. I don't blame him, but.
Let me see if I can. Can I sell a few wool tickets?
Well, you can go in there and, get. Already, we'll be back up there in a little while.
Oh, goodness.
So, we'll see you later on.
All right.
You better show, man. Okay. We're going to go outside now and walk under the bridge. And then what we're going to do for all you folks who are waiting for us up there on top of the bridge, we're going to sort of circle around and walk up and come up behind you. So you'll have plenty of an opportunity to see us. Okay, let's you want to go outside now, Frank?
Yep.
Okay, we're going. Opening the door, the other door, we just closed one, and closing that door, too.
Are you still WUSB?
We are.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much, we're outside now.
Oh.
I think he knows that, but...
Obviously, yeah. I'm just leaving this party.
How was the party?
It's all right, but I want to dance, and they're showing too much shows, you know?
Sure. Did you see Bill McKenzie sing?
Yeah, he was very good. Bill was very good, but, you know... I just want to dance right now, and that's the thing. And they're showing all these shows, and all the girls are into the show and everything. You know what I mean? You know how it is, like when you feel like dancing, and everybody's checking out this show.
Oh, Mike knows how it is, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Yeah.
I really want to. That's why I'm going to another party in Sanger, because I want to meet some girls. And there's like the girls are there, but everybody wants to dance, and everybody wants to watch the show. What I mean, dance. I want to dance.
Uh huh. Okay. Well, we wish you luck at that party and have fun.
Okay, I will.
Take care. All right, as we were talking to that person, we went all the way across the street and we're still being picked up. How far can we go, Frank?
It depends.
On what? Do you have a cigarette, Mike?
No,
none of us do. I'm sorry. Oh, well.
Is it illegal to smoke on the air?
Yes.
There's something in here I think I should read.
What do you want to read?
I think there's something in here about smoking cigarettes.
That car passing by made interference on the radio. Isn't it interesting? Here comes another car. Let's see what that does. It's coming. It's stopping, in fact. Oh, it's pulling over. Why don't we just move back a little bit? Okay, that's fine. Frank just dropped your iced tea on the ground.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he did that.
They're cold.
Speaking of cold, it's cold out here. Do you realize that? It's quite cold out here, in fact. Bicycle riders going by. Stony Brook is a very alive place on a Friday night at almost 2 o'clock in the morning. It's amazing. This is coming to you very live over the radio. This is not on tape or film. What happened to Mike, though?
I don't know.
Oh, there he is. Good.
It's quite an interesting place.
Well, we're under the bridge right now. If you listen carefully, you can hear Bill McKenzie singing in the distance. And a car going by.
Nothing stays the same.
True. We're going to go up on top of the bridge now and sort of circle back into the building.
Make sure you don't fall down those stairs.
Oh. No. Actually, I hadn't gotten to the stairs yet, but we're going to try not to fall up down those when we get to them. For all the people out there who are still upstairs on the bridge waiting for us, we'll be there probably within 2 minutes. So.
Not there yet.
That was Frank that time. We're still walking to the staircase, so we've got a little ways to go, but don't get impatient. We have our pens, and we're not even going to borrow pens from you to sign the autographs.
Are your pens felt-tipped?
I'm going to drink my iced tea.
I've got a ballpoint pen myself.
Just tell Frank not to drink my iced tea.
Frank, really, the last thing on my mind right now is an iced tea. I am freezing to death. I don't need an iced tea.
I thought you wanted pizza.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you reminded me, because I'm out here now. I can't very well order pizza. What's the deadline for doing that?
Two.
Okay, so we have enough time.
But I'm not having any.
Yeah, you're not having any, but I understand Nancy's coming up to the studios, and Bill Sankovich is coming up. And of course, Bill McKenzie and Frank Burgert and Dan Freiliger is even there. We have a whole crew tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll finish off two pizzas before you even think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, we've turned... Oh, and the people seem to be hiding, because as we look down the bridge, there's not a soul in sight. But, okay, we know they're there waiting for us, and we'll just walk slowly down the bridge and wait for them to pop out.
We're crossing onto the old part of the bridge now.
The old part.
I kind of like surprises myself, actually. I've never had a surprise party, but I've been to a few. And you know how you always say that, you know, you don't like people to jump out and yell surprise? You get a heart attack or something. It's, a lot of people sort of overreact to it, but I think they're just kidding. I think, you know, really deep down, it's a really good gesture towards a person to do that, and they all appreciate it. And I appreciate what the people out here are doing now in hiding and not showing their faces and suddenly popping out and, you know, showing the hundreds of faces that listen to this program. But while I'm up here, before I get to those people, let me stand right over the bridge here.
Eric, you sound cold.
Oh, I am cold. I'm very cold. I'm looking right now
at
a couple of...
It's 53 degrees outdoors.
With the wind. That thermometer doesn't register the wind, but
do you know what
there
that
is a wind.
Degrees C?
Excuse me?
Do you know what that is in degrees C?
I don't know if I want to know, but tell me anyway.
12.
12 degrees. Okay, I am looking right now at a building which is called Gray College. Okay, if anybody in Gray College is listening, or the building next to that, which I don't know the name of, it's across from it, start flashing your lights now so we know you're out there, okay? I mean now, I really start flashing them heavily. Maybe you're flashing them too fast for us to see them, because sometimes when you do that...
We only see about 5 windows.
That's true, too. We don't see... And none of those 5 windows seem to be listening to us. Well, I guess that's the way it goes.
Look in the Union Building.
Oh, someone is flashing the lights in the Union Building. That's very amazing. How do you know that, Mike?
I don't know.
I wonder how you're doing that. I know it's a USB studio that are flashing, but I'm trying to figure out how you're doing it. Probably have somebody else doing it. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, you can stop it now.
Please?
Free, please?
Please stop it. Hello, Eric.
Yes.
We just received telephone communication from a commuter in Oakdale.
Oakdale?
I believe that's what she said, but I'm not sure.
If she's flashing her lights, we can't see them from here.
Well, maybe I got her wrong, but she said she's flashing her lights, and nobody seems to be seeing her. But
I see lights in Oakdale. No, no, so I can't say that.
Well, why don't you go up on top of the on top of the Health Science Center? But uh-oh, you know, strange things go on there.
That's true.
Deep within the Health Science Center at the State University of New York at Stony Brook, the most terrifying experiment in the history of science is out of control. Altered cats.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
All right, anybody out there on in GRH Quad or anyone on campus who happens to have access to a main breaker or something like that, start flashing it right now because we are going in soon and we would like to see something. And
yeah,
right now, I see a couple of lights in the union.
Bill McKenzie's all here. He's here already.
Bill McKenzie's there already. Amazing.
Start singing, Bill.
Okay, we're looking. Oh, boy.
I have a sad story to tell you.
Well, I did want to see
it. It might hurt your feelings a bit.
Shaving cream.
When I spent luck in my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Stay up. A car just passed by and they flashed their lights at us. They're listening.
Did they really?
And they're pulling over now.
Uh-oh. Oh.
They're pulling over and they're turning around. They're going into the what we call the Stony Brook Boathouse. They're backing up and they're facing our way now. If you're listening to us, turn your lights off for a second and turn them back on. They're listening. They turned those lights off. Very good.
Have them blow their horn.
Well, it's nice to know someone's listening. How about that car just passed by? Turn off your lights for a second. No? Okay. Be a sore sport. See if I care.
This is fun. I enjoy it.
Well, thank you for listening, sir. So there are people out there who are flashing and doing other things.
It proves that there is actually somebody listening, and it makes my heart feel
good. Oh, I see a light flashing.
Where?
Well, it's a star called Sirius.
Oh, no.
This is amazing. I really didn't think our signal got out that far. But right to the left of the constellation Orion, you know, the constellation with the three stars in a row, is a bright star called Sirius, and that star is flashing tonight. Like,
Eric?
I've never seen it flash before.
Eric?
Yes?
Be serious, huh?
That's not funny. Somebody's up on the bridge now, the same person who was just downstairs. And, hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Larry.
Larry, where are you from?
I'm from California.
California, huh? You came all the way down here to be on Radio Free Long Island, is that it?
No. Of course not.
Well, how long have you been listening to the program, and when did you start flashing your lights and stuff?
Well, I flashed my lights about 2 minutes ago. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Well, I've been listening to the station maybe a year.
That's a long time.
Uh-oh. Well, I've been here 2 years.
That's longer.
That's too long, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what a lot of people say. Well, as you can see, a lot of people are listening
here.
to the radio station right yeah. now up here on the bridge. Some of them, I believe, are still hiding down there waiting for us to get over there so that they can sort of jump out and say surprise and all that stuff. We'll get down there sooner or later, so the people who are waiting for us, don't worry, we'll get to you. Well, I want to thank you for coming down all the way from California to say hi. There's a car there. They're waving at us, and they're flashing their lights. You know, a lot of cars must have FM radios these days. They're honking their horn.
Maybe they can't flash their lights.
Well, shout out something clever from the window as you pass by.
I've been waiting for you to see me. I've been flashing for about 5 minutes.
He's been flashing for 5 minutes and we didn't see him. And where were you from, sir? Oh, in a native Stony Brook person.
Hopewell Drive, did he say?
You know, I just realized I don't have to yell down the bridge because he can hear me in his car radio. This is great. Radio is so fantastic. Well, I want to thank that person for coming by, and you have a safe drive home now.
Thank you, Hopewell Drive.
We made his night. Did you hear that?
Thank you, Hopewell Drive, for
here's another car, and I hope they flash as they pass by under the bridge. Are you going to flash or honk your horn? No, okay, don't do it. Ah, they did. Turn your lights off for a second so we can be sure that it's you. Well, come on, do it now. We can still see you.
Please
turn your lights off for a second.
Please turn your lights
off. 1 second. That's all we're asking. They didn't do it.
We have Bill McKenzie in the studio now.
Bill McKenzie's in the studio. Maybe we should come back to the studio.
Yeah, he wants to use the mic so he can sing. Right, Bill?
Bill wants to sing. Well, I want to hear Bill sing. I want to see Bill sing, in fact.
Oh, you want to see Bill sing?
Yes, I do.
Live and in person from the Stony Brook Union Corridor.
Now, there are people getting into their car. I'm wondering if they turn on their FM radio and they happen to be listening to USB. What a shock it would be to suddenly look up and see someone looking down at them and talking into their radio. Think of that. It might even cause an accident or something.
The possibilities are endless.
But, well, we're on top of the bridge to nowhere.
But it goes somewhere.
And now it goes somewhere. There's a long story behind the bridge to nowhere.
We don't have time.
We don't have time for now, but we will go into some other time.
Because Bill McKenzie was.
Tell me the story. The bridge.
We're going to take one last look at G&H Quaz. If anyone is there and they see us flash, if they're listening to us, we can see you. Stop flashing your room lights or your dorm lights or any kind of lights.
If you're at home and you're not within sight of Stony Brook campus, call us up here 246-7901 and tell us you're flashing. There will be no monetary reward this time.
No monetary reward, but a nice handshake over the phone. I've got a better idea, and this is perhaps more suited for G&H Quad people who live here on campus. If you are listening to us now and you don't think we can see your lights if you flash them, open up your window and give the loudest scream of your life. And I've heard people from G&H Quad scream before. They can do it. And I'm sure we can hear you all the way over here on top of the bridge. So let's give you about 10 seconds to open up that window and just start screaming as loud as you can right now.
You be very quiet, and we'll turn up your mic.
Well, let me turn that down for a second.
An automobile just went by.
Okay, let's put this on hold for just a second until that car goes away, because that's kind of ruining things. Okay, the car is going away now. A loud car if I ever heard one.
But tell him thanks for listening at least.
Thanks for listening. I don't know if he honked at us. Did he honk? If he honked at us, let him flash his lights once now as he goes off into the distance. And he's not doing that, so I don't think he was listening to us. Okay. Now, G&H Quads.
Yeah, I'm going to turn your mic up something.
Okay, now.
Awful lot of wind up there. Oh, well.
Well, maybe the sound's not carrying too well tonight.
Was that an empty iced tea container?
Yes, it was, in fact.
It wasn't mine.
Two of them. Well, if anybody else approaching the bridge is listening, give a honk.
Thank you. I was thirsty.
Okay, another car is approaching the Union, but we're not going to stay out here too much longer because we're freezing to death.
Why don't you come back in? They had their chance.
Okay, we are going to come back in. We want to thank everybody out there on the road and in buildings and stuff who are listening. And
even in Oakdale.
A very hearty thank you to all of you out there. We're coming back in right now. And, I guess...
You want me to open the door for you? I got a switch control here.
Well, I'm not anywhere near the door now, so it wouldn't make much sense.
Oh.
I think we discouraged the people.
Now why are you ringing the doorbell?
I'm sorry. No, Frank was doing that.
Oh.
Okay, we're walking down to the entrance now. I think all those people who are waiting for us gave up hope. I'm really sorry. We'll figure out a way to pay them back, because they did wait here for so long. Well, Mike, we haven't heard much from you. What's going on down there at the studio?
Oh, I don't know. We're just waiting for you guys to get back so we can put Bill McKenzie live on the air in the echo chamber of the USB corridor.
Well, do you have everything all set up for him?
You're holding it there.
Well, I mean, it's all ready. I mean, as soon as I walk in, he's going to start the concert.
Just about.
Okay. We're walking in the building now. Opening up the door. Okay. Ah, we're in then. And, Frank, watch out. They just waxed the floor over there. Okay, just be careful.
Let's hear your footprints.
You can't hear footprints. You hear footsteps.
Yeah.
That's what you meant to say.
Yeah.
That was another empty Lipton iced tea. Where is Frank? Where is the
You weren't supposed to say Lipton.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say that. Oh, he's carrying it. Okay. We have it then. Did you order that pizza, Mike? Mike, answer me. Did you order the pizza?
No. You still have 14 minutes.
Oh, boy. Okay, this better work. And public safety better not get in the way this time, or they'll have a lot of angry USB people to deal with. Well, as we walk in the studios, we hear the phone ringing. We see the phone ringing. And we hear Mike answer the phone as we walk and bump into Bill McKenzie. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Now you're in the studio, and you're about to give a concert for us. Is that right?
Oh, I think it's a very short, brief number.
Well, very good.
We didn't have our telescope with us.
Well, here we are. We're back again.
I gotta go. Goodbye.
Well, I'm just talking to a few folks on the phone here.
Yeah, that was just a gentleman flashing like crazy, and he didn't know why we didn't see him.
Where was he flashing?
Smithtown.
Oh, well, next time we'll go up on a very high building.
Bill, you got about 3 minutes you can sing for us?
3 minutes?
Yeah.
So is there a place
do I know a song that
one? The one that dropped.
Oh, geez. Thanks, Frank. Why did you drop my iced tea? Let's see if it opens. Okay.
See if it explodes.
Give him a stand for the microphone. You go out in the hall and you start singing whenever you're ready.
Oh, that was what the whole point was, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Frank, you know where the stand is.
The best show I've ever listened to.
You know where the stand is.
Yeah, help yourself to my iced tea.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't really know what I'm doing here. I'm not afraid to admit it. Where is the stand?
What's
the microphone?
In the conference studio.
You need
stand? Okay.
But you have to stand with it. No?
Well, actually, don't I? I mean, this radio is attached to me. I don't think I can...
Well, take it out of your pocket.
Why don't you go to a song or something while we set up...
Good idea.
Then we'll come right back to you.
How about
Joseph Bill McKenzie live in concert?
Joseph Spence.
I love her come someday. Oh, I love her come someday. She's in my head. Someday, I love
From the corridor of the WUSB building, we present Bill McKenzie.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my love in stages with 10,000 people watching, yeah. But we're alone now, and I am singing this song for you. I know your image of me ain't what it hoped to be. Girl, I treated you unkindly, but darling, darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Darling, can't you please see through me? Yeah, 'cause we're alone now, and I am singing this song for you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love withholding nothing. You came out in front and I was hiding. But now I'm so much better, and if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love is in their hiding. I love you in a place where there's no space or time. I love you for in my life, you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together, girl. We were alone, and I was singing this song for you. We were alone, and I was singing this song. I was singing this song for you.
Any more, Bill?
Are we still on over here?
Yes, we are.
We are. Okay, now back to Mike in the studio from the hall outside.
Let me talk to that man, Mr. McKenzie.
Oh, he wants to talk to you.
Did I get paid for that? I get paid for that?
Phil, how long have you been singing?
Oh.
You gotta get a free slice of pizza. How's it going?
Oh, free slice of pizza? I guess it's worth it. For, I guess about Maybe 6 years. Maybe.
Really?
Not really. I wasn't really into it for all that time. I would sing just to be singing, you know.
Do you find that you get the best acoustics in, say, the men's room or something?
Oh, men's room. But this place is it's got to be the this is the best place you could possibly sing. And if you aspiring young singers that would like to get into radio and music and all sorts of wonderful things and just
I'd like to extend an open invitation to all the young artists out there who have a voice, male or female, to come down to the hallway outside WUSB Studios and sing your hearts out, and it'll do you some good. Some radio people might hear you, and the acoustics are great out here.
Bill, do you have any more numbers for us tonight?
Oh, let's see. I don't know. Let's see. Let's see. Let me get around to my...
We'll settle for letters if you don't have any numbers.
Dear Mom. Oh. I don't know. I look like I have to come back with more material. Maybe I'll bring my dad next time.
Great. Okay, we'll certainly be looking forward to that.
Oh. And be sure to always listen to WUSB, your non-commercial alternative, coming straight here from Stony Brook. I mean, where else would you be tuned? About 50 other stations. Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bill.
Oh, well,
that was something. I'm back in the studio now. I quickly ran in here. That was a very nice thing to have here on Radio Free Long Island.
I'm glad we had it.
A lot of people in the union probably heard that because it echoed all throughout the building and probably outside the building, too.
Yeah.
Bill McKenzie, an exclusive feature of
Radio
WUSB.
Free Long Island.
Well, both, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you want to...
We're going to have plenty of Bunky and Spunky coming up. Well, we're going to have a couple of Bunky and Spunky announcements during the next hour. We also have game show, and what else do we have?
Sorts of surprises.
All right. Yeah. And you guys, are you going to go meet the pizza on the air?
Yeah, well, we are going to... Not on the air. I don't think that's appropriate.
Oh. All right.
Because they talk about financial matters, and what if I don't tip the guy enough, and then we'll hear some obscenities, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Okay.
Not for this program.
Well, then we ought to just go right into some music on WUSB Stony Brook. Show that poses challenging questions to our contestants. We have with us tonight John Stevens from Flushing and Edna Delancey from Cliffside Park, New Jersey.
Hello.
Our first question is for you, Mr. Stevens.
Yes.
Which category would you like? Geography, history, music, or African tribal dances?
I think I'll try geography.
All right, here's your question. The city of Washington, D.C. lies in what major North American country?
Why, the United States, of course.
That's absolutely right. And now you have $250 in your kitty. Now, we turn to Mrs. Delancey. Which category would you like?
Well, that seems so easy. I think I'll try geography, too.
All right, here we go. Sounds really exciting. Sofia is, as we all know, the capital of Bulgaria. How many square feet are contained within the city limits?
You must be joking.
You ask him what country our own capital is in, and you expect me to figure out how many square feet there are in a foreign city I never heard of?
Please, Mrs. Delancey, just answer the question.
All right. 50,000 feet.
Well, I suppose some of us just don't know that much about geography. No, the true answer is 42,773,492 square feet. So, Mr. Stevens, you now have $500 and...
Wait a minute. You mean he gets money every time I make the wrong answer?
That's absolutely correct. It's explained very thoroughly in your rule book. Now, please, just keep quiet so we can continue with the game. Now, Mr. Stevens, which category do you want to pick from this time?
I think I'll try music.
Okay, music. Here's your question. Ludwig van Beethoven, in his lifetime, wrote how many symphonies?
247, I believe.
No, I'm afraid that isn't correct.
There were 9 symphonies.
Yes, that's right. There were 9 symphonies. So, Mr. Stevens, you now have $750.
Hold on, just a moment. I was the one who answered that correctly. He got it wrong.
Well, that may be so, Mrs. Delancey, but the fact remains that you spoke out of turn, and so you forfeited your $250 to Mr. Stevens.
Well, this is without a doubt the most unfair game I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how you managed to get away with this.
Oh, now, please, Mrs. Delancey. Your outbursts are disrupting the game. Now, will you just calm down and pick your next category?
Oh, all right. I'll go with music.
Okay, music. Fine. Here's your question. According to the November's edition of Rock Magazine, musical history was made back in the early 1960s when 4 young men from Liverpool, England, brought their band to the United States, where they appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show and in Shea Stadium to the crowds of thousands. What was the name of that band?
Oh, the Beatles. I guess I was being unfair. That was an easy one.
No, I'm sorry, Mrs. Delancey. That question was harder than you in fact thought. I said, according to November's Rock Magazine, which had a typographical error in it. So according to that, the band's name was the Beatles.
You can't get away with this. I'll have the mayor down here. Who do you think you are?
Mrs. Delancey, I warned you about these outbursts. Now, please try to keep your top on and keep your temper under control. Mr. Stevens, you have $1,000 and now it's your turn.
Yeah, I'll try the history category this time.
Okay. All right, here we go. A history question. King Henry VIII of England had how many wives?
I think he had 4 wives.
Well, actually, he had 6 wives, which is 4 plus 2, so yes, we can accept that answer, and you have $1,250 in your stockpile.
That was the wrong answer. You just said so. That's my $250.
Looks like we're out of time.
This is the most unbelievable.
So, Mr. Stevens, you're our big winner tonight. You're walking out of here with $1,250.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, except thank you, I guess.
You're quite welcome, and we hope to see you again real soon.
You're going to see me again real soon. I've never been bamboozled like this in my life. I don't believe
this.
Tune
in again next time.
We're going to have every consumer group in the world down here.
Would you please be quiet? Tune in again next week for more fast-paced excitement and challenging questions.
I'm going home.
Be quiet. Good night, everyone.
I found a man of my dreams. Now it seems this is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? I thought for once I couldn't go wrong. Not for long, I can see the way this ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Never again through with love, through with men. They play their game without shame, and who's to blame? I thought I'd find a man I could trust. What a fuss, this is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Oh,
wonder why I should have seen a signal to stop. What a flop! This is how my story ends. He tried to turn me down and say, can't we be
simple thing. I've only one ambition, to have the right to bring you your coffee in the morning and kisses in the night. It's my desire to do as I am told, to have what you require and never have it cold, dear. Your coffee in the morning and kisses in the night. The wedding bells sound sad and dirty. The wedding ties may spoil the fun without the benefit of clergy. Oh, I'm afraid it can't be done. It isn't formal, but with a wedding ring, it's natural, it's normal to give you everything from your coffee in the morning, your kisses in the night.
Changing the pace somewhat here on Radio Free Long Island tonight. And we're waiting on Eric to put his headphones on and then get his microphone, and it's right there. Right there. Boy, look at all
this. Hiding my microphone from me. It's
indecent.
Indecent, exactly.
Could you shut the door? There's strange people coming in the studio.
No, they're not.
Please, please shut the door, Frank.
Okay, okay.
No, close the door. Thank you.
Very good. Frank's kind of slow sometimes. Yeah.
Watch your step.
Well, Frank.
Sorry.
That's your cassette deck again. Like, you shouldn't leave it on the floor like that in the first place.
Yeah, these things happen, you know.
Well, now, I've got wires running all over the place here. I think I'm going to strangle myself.
So, what were we just listening to?
We were listening to all sorts of oldies, but
USB Long Island later.
Do we want to talk about the weather?
Sure.
Well, what's it going to be? Is it going to be nice and warm tomorrow? I'm going to get my bike fixed. I want to ride all over the place.
Let's see what it says.
I'm looking forward to that.
Increasing cloudiness on Saturday. Breezy and warm tonight, that is. Lows in the 50s. Variable cloudiness Saturday and tomorrow night. Saturday night. Windy and warm with a chance of showers late tomorrow afternoon and night. High in the lows. High in the 70s.
Well, that's good.
Lows tomorrow night in the 60s.
Lows in the 60s? Is that true?
I'm going to stay out all night tomorrow night. That's chance of rain 10% tonight, 50% tomorrow, and tomorrow night.
Well, I don't mind rain so much as long as...
winds southwest 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty tonight through tomorrow.
Is there a small craft advisory in effect?
Outlook for Sunday, mostly cloudy, breezy and warm with showers and a possibility... Oh, and possibly a thunderstorm lightly.
You're not answering my question.
I haven't gotten to that yet.
Well, I asked you the question before you got to this.
Oh, well, go ahead. Okay.
Do what you have to do.
Small craft advisory is in effect for Long Island waters tonight for south to southwest winds, 20 to 30 knots and gusty tonight and tomorrow night.
Well, that's good. Okay, I won't take the boat out then.
Well, you take your bicycle out, so what do you need your boat out?
True, but they don't have bike advisories. They only have boat advisories.
Thunderstorms!
Oh, I hear a thunderstorm. My goodness.
That's the longest thunder I've ever heard.
How did it get in here? I mean, we're, very far away from a window.
Yeah. Oh, boy, and the lights are flashing off. I don't know.
Ah. It was... This is amazing.
Too bad this isn't video.
I think it's to our advantage, actually. Well. So what time is it, Mike?
2:30.
We have Kirk coming in half an hour. And,
yeah, something
going
like
to the dentist.
Yeah.
Kirk's going to the dentist?
No.
2:30.
That's so bad, I think. Well, at least that got rid of him. So what else has been going on? I mean, this has been a crazy night. We've had concerts and we've been walking outside on the bridge.
I must extend my deepest thanks to Bill McKenzie for putting on that performance for us tonight.
Yes, it was a pleasant surprise. And
the best radio I've ever programmed since I put Andy Lish on live on the piano.
Oh, you did that.
You're disgusting. Eating a pizza. Hi, Nancy. Nancy's in the other studio. She's acting like she's not listening to us.
You put Andy Lish on the piano live. I didn't know. That's very good. We have a lot of talent on this radio station. We have people who play just about every instrument there is, people who sing, people who tap dance, who
stand
on their heads. I don't do anything. I just watch it all and take it all in.
You ride your bicycle, huh?
Well, that's true. I do that, too.
Just getting it fixed.
I'm getting it fixed tomorrow.
Answer the door, would you please, Frank?
Wait a second. We don't have a doorbell.
Come in.
Do we?
Open the door. Oh, it's Nancy.
Oh, Nancy.
Come on in. Oh, geez. Were you trying to sleep? You were in the other studio? Shut that door. Thank you.
Nancy, no, you just rang our doorbell. Where is our doorbell? We don't have one. She doesn't know either. Mike, how do you explain this?
It just happened. I just come in, so I got to ring the doorbell, so he just was there.
But where is the door?
It's right up there.
It's a doorbell outside? How long has the doorbell been outside? I've never seen it.
Too.
Is there a doorbell out there, Frank?
It's right next to the post box.
The post box? We don't have a post box. Am I going crazy?
To the right of the jukebox.
This is the Twilight Zone.
Coming to take you away, ho-ho.
Next to the strobe lights.
I go away myself before they take me.
Oh, now look what you did to Frank. Oh,
was
boy.
I hallucinating or was there, lightning before?
Did you hear thunder, too?
Yeah, we had the works.
Really,
we had everything except rain. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
ice storms.
Burn it! Burn it!
We should have thrown it at him that hard.
Sorry.
I mean, they could hurt.
But look, you're getting ice all over.
That reminds me of something. You know what's been going on campus recently that's been really fascinating? It's going on across the country. You've heard about this murder game, haven't you?
With darts.
Darts.
Rubber darts.
I hear people in the halls, walking to classes and everything, saying that they have to kill somebody before tomorrow night. And it's the funniest thing, just hearing people talk like this. You know, these...
girls who you think wouldn't hurt somebody, these guys who don't look like, you know, hitmen. And I don't know what's going on here, but I'm going to keep on talking. It boggles the mind how...
Frank, leave your pants on.
How did you get an ice cube down there anyway?
But very good, Nancy.
But it seems the whole thing started in Florida or something, and it's just been moving across the country, and Stony Brook's no exception. And a lot of people out here are playing the game.
It's water by the time you get it out, Frank.
It's an interesting game. It's kind of a, I guess you'd call it a violent game, because it involves people getting shot, even though they're not really being hurt, but it's... it's sort of... sort of practice for life.
Oh no!
Why don't you just go outside until you can get yourself under? Go out there and okay. Now, is he ready to come back in? Okay, why don't we bring him back in? All right, Mike, are you frightened?
Yeah, it melted. It didn't melt.
Control of you.
Ice cube fights in the radio.
This is silly. This is
I didn't
very
say
silly.
What I thought I said.
Can I get back to the topic I was talking about? This has gotten too... I'm trying to hold a logical discussion here, and chaos is abounding around me.
Are you quite finished? I got an ice cube dropped down my back while I was on mic.
That is not fair, Frank.
No, Eric,
I don't know how the hell you got behind me like that.
careful equipment. Oh.
Oh my God. I thought you were my friend. How could you do something like that? It just so happens, folks, that I don't care. Oh, my God. They're melting. All right, let me tell you something.
It's a hailstorm.
Let me tell you folks something. I've gotten...
You were the one who said... You were the one who said, rain.
I know I am. I'm sorry I said that, but I've been a lot wetter than this. That's my slice of pizza I left over them. Sorry about that. I've been a lot wetter than that. I walked like 10 miles in the pouring rain, and I couldn't have gotten wetter. So.
I did that once, too. My car broke down, and I was trying to hitchhike back.
Well, actually, what happened with me was I borrowed Frank's bike because mine was broken as it is now, and his bike had a flat tire. And, of course, I was nowhere near any place I could get the thing fixed, so I had to walk all the way home, and it was pouring rain, and everybody passed me by. Nobody offered me a ride, except... When I got to the entrance to my development, somebody stopped and said, "Hey, can I give you a ride?" And to this day, I guess he doesn't know why I gave him that look, but I just sort of, you know.
Frank,
I was wondering where he was before.
Would somebody answer the phone, please?
Complaints can be issued to 246-7901.
No, don't throw any more. Just answer the phone.
There's no need to call in compliments. Just send us money.
Money, that's a good idea.
In any form.
Monkey and Spunky have lots to say about money.
Hi, folks, this is Spunky.
And Spunky!
Here to talk to you about wise money management. Now, Spunky and I know it's kind of hard to make ends meet these days, so here are some handy tips to help you.
Don't spend your entire month's salary on that surplus nuclear reactor, even if it is a real bargain. You could probably do without it.
And that goes for used rocket ships, too.
Now, we all know how wonderful credit cards are. However, some folks may get carried away and wind up owing an awful lot of money. The rule of thumb most accountants use is that your total indebtedness should never exceed the gross national product of the country you are presently residing in.
If you're really clever, there are an awful lot of ways to save money. For instance, you can cut the cost of maintaining your car by renting it out at night to a band of gypsies as a place to sleep.
You know, Bogey and I used to make extra cash by turning in pop bottles. Lots of people these days have to make extra cash by moonlighting, but stick with wholesome activities like lemonade stands and babysitting. Don't run guns for terrorists or deal illegal pharmaceutical substances.
Now, you can usually save dough by making things yourself, but don't go overboard and try to make your own water by burning hydrogen gas. Remember the Hindenburg.
So this is Spunky.
And Bunky saying don't be a spendthrift.
And don't play with blasting caps.
Thank you. smart than the right.
Oh boy.
Yell and scream. Oh boy, it's been amazing here at the station. And money is only one part of it. You look exhausted, Mike. Well, Mike's had a lot of ice cubes stuffed down his back. I'm sorry I mentioned the fact that we didn't have any rain. If I hadn't done that, this whole thing wouldn't have happened.
Oh, boy.
But, look, a lot of other good things have happened tonight.
It's fate.
Had an exclusive concert and all sorts of nice things like that.
With Bill McKenzie, whom I keep meaning to thank. So thank you, Bill.
If you're there. If you're not there, thanks anyway. Well, you people who are out there, thanks for listening. Keep, stay tuned in and all that stuff.
Kirk's going to be in at 3.
Yes, Kirk's coming by. We're fading out, and going to do all sorts of other things. If you have any opinions, objections,
don't say that, because we're going to be flooded with calls.
Call your local...
Call British Airways.
Call British Airways, exactly. Call somebody. Make a long-distance phone call and tell them all about it.
Yeah, and just make sure it's not billed to this number.
Yeah. Makes sense to me.
Again, I'd like to thank our winner tonight, Ray.
From way back, yeah.
Ray from North. And he wins cash from us.
Lots of it.
Well, a little bit.
Well, not that much, but
well,
more than anybody else won tonight, that's for sure.
Yes.
Well, we'll be back in a little while to talk about some other things. Maybe talk about the murder game on campus. Who knows?
Really?
Be engaging in ourselves.
Why don't we just listen to the music?
to Pink Floyd on USB FM.
Radio Free Long Island. We're going to be on for about another, what, 7 minutes or so, or maybe a little longer.
Maybe a little less.
True. Kirk's on his way in. He'll be taking you into the morning hours up until the afternoon, just about. It is Marathon Kirk Express. So stay with us. We've got a lot of good things coming your way. We didn't do everything we wanted to do tonight.
What didn't we do?
Well, I really wanted to talk about that murder game on campus. In fact, I was talking to some people about that earlier, and I said I'd talk about it tonight, but I didn't.
Well, we did talk about it.
Well, we talked about it while people were throwing ice in the background. I kind of resent not being listened to when I'm talking. I mean, it's you know, I'm saying something. Thoughts are coming into my head.
Is that a bicycle going
I'm
by?
I'm spewing them out, and people just aren't listening to me. It doesn't make a difference what I say. You know, it's people get...
Why don't you get the class
poster? ...to something else. They pay attention to other things that are happening. Sometimes stationary things aren't even moving. And here I am, just talking away like a total
picture
fool.
Of a skull over there.
And nobody listens. It makes you feel kind of worthless as a human being. You know,
don't play with blasting caps.
It's not a very nice comment on...
Watch out for that dart. Wow!
I'll say that. But look, if any of you guys are playing murder out there, any of you girls are playing murder out there, be careful tonight.
And every night.
And every night, too, but especially tonight, because we're on the air. We're going through the air. Right now, we're going through each and every person out there.
Yes.
You know, that's how radio waves work.
We see you over there in Bohemia.
You see lights flashing in Bohemia?
No, I see them. Hey. Keep those gestures to yourself, huh?
Well, people in Bohemia, you know, that's the way it is.
Bohemians for you.
What's that, Patchock?
Okay.
They're all over the
place.
Now,
Hop-Hog has to get in the act.
Well, we're open to suggestion.
Fairfield.
We did it all tonight. We went all over the damn place, talked to all sorts of crazy people tonight. We'll do it again next week in a different way. We'll talk to people all over the world, as we sometimes do. They'll talk to us, too, sometimes, too. If you have any suggestions, send us postcards or self-addressed stamped envelopes. Send them to Radio Free Long Island. Care of WUSB Stony Brook. Take good care of them. Stony Brook, New York, 117-94.
And you can send money, although that's not mandatory.
Right, and it's also not legal to request it on the air.
So I won't.
We won't do that.
Well, my name's Mike Uhas.
My name's Eric Corley. It's been...
a real pleasure and a privilege.
It's been interesting. Frank Berger's been with us. Nancy Belushi's been in and out. All sorts of crazy things have been happening here.
And don't forget the man from the pizza place.
The man from the pizza place. We had Felix Palacios downstairs.
Bill McKenzie.
The star of the evening.
That's right.
Listen, folks, we got to go.
And plus all of you who are blowing your horns and flashing your lights for us.
Okay, guys. We'll see you next week, and who knows what we'll do.
This is WUSB Stony Brook.
And here's a song I think that fits the occasion. It's called Brain Damage. Good night.
The green tip is on the grass. The lunatic is on the grass. Remembering days and days of change and laughs. Got to keep the lunatic on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my home. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more.
is in my head. The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade, you make the change, you rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me. And in the crowd, thunder in your ear. You shout and no one seems to hear. And if the band you're in starts playing different tunes, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon.
All you feel.